Smashed windows, rubbish strewn across the floors, walls covered in graffiti. That is what has become of a family park in a new housing estate in Melbourne's outer west. For months, the park in Tarnit has been the target of antisocial behaviour that has left its facilities trashed and vandalised and left local residents too afraid to use it. The alleged perpetrators are youths of mostly African backgrounds, linked to a series of recent crimes including an attack on a police officer at a Melbourne shopping centre. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says police are doing everything they can to catch those responsible.
Every single person involved in that completely unacceptable behaviour should not for one moment doubt the resolve and the resources that Victoria Police have to bring them to justice and make sure that they feel the full force of the law.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is blaming Mr Andrews, saying police lack the political leadership to deal effectively with the issue.
It's got the capacity to do the job, but what is lacking is the political leadership and the determination on the part of Premier Andrews to ensure that the great policemen and women of Victoria have the leadership, the direction, the confidence of the government to get on with the job and tackle this gang problem on the streets of Melbourne and indeed throughout other parts of the state.
Victorian Police Minister Lisa Neville has admitted state police are battling a youth crime problem involving youths from African backgrounds. Ms Neville says the state government plans to introduce measures including increased case management, changes to parole conditions and the introduction of youth control orders.
Those orders are about enabling young people to be either detained, sentenced, or in education, training and families involved. We've got coming into place early this year changes for the Youth Parole Board, which will require the Parole Board to both tell Victoria Police when a young person is paroled, but actually put conditions on that parole. For example, that people can't congregate or hang out with certain people. We've also got in place in that community, which started in November, a youth case management intensive program. So these are for recidivist youth offenders, like some of these African kids that we're seeing, where there'll be intensive case management of each of those.
Victorian Acting Police Commissioner Shane Patton says it's important not to glorify criminal youths, though, and to remember they are a small minority in the community.
It's important to stress, though, we don't want to elevate these young thugs, these young criminals, to any status or give them any type of credibility they shouldn't already have. I do want to say, importantly, though, the vast majority of those in the African community are very good, very decent people, irrespective of their age. So that's an important matter for us to remember. They are good, decent people. We're talking about a small group of African youth.
African think tank chairman Dr. Burhan Ahmed acknowledges there is an issue within some migrant African communities, but also stresses it involves only a minority.
Well, given the repeated, crime in the last few days, that is, without that, there is a problem. And this needs to be tackled, but this is very minority.
He says it's a minority caught in a cycle of crime. Dropping out of school and unemployment are reputed to be the key crisis young people in the community are facing. Robert Adua works closely with African communities and is part of a South Sudanese patrolling group set up to tackle youth crime. He says stigma is also causing some to act out, including the repeated use of the word gang.
A lot of young people like to hang out in a group and they tend to be labeled as gang, but it's not such because that's how African way is. A lot like you find them, cousin brothers, they all work together.
A professional athlete from Melbourne's South Sudanese community says the gang violence has grown worse, though because Victorian authorities have been too politically correct. South Sudanese-born community campaigner Nelly Yoa has told Macquarie Radio the issue needs to be dealt with before it gets worse.
What I would say is, let's stop being politically correct and call it for what it is, because we have issues within our community, and instead of trying covering it up, it won't benefit anyone. It's just going to get worse and worse, and it's just end of the day, it's going to come come back and bite us.
Local resident Emily Yuli began volunteering with youths from African backgrounds after she says noticing community hostility towards them. She says she believes many of the youths involved are good people.
Most of these kids are really good kids. You know, they've lost their way, they're disengaged, disadvantaged. They're no angels, and, you know, this is a testament to the mess that's being left here too. But, you know, they need to be engaged, they need to have something to occupy their time.
Tarnit residents say the park and community centre have been neglected for months and often attract bored, disengaged young people. Robert Adua suggests the area should be turned into something like a centre for the Victorian Police Youth Engagement Program, Blue Light.
A youth program, they still will claim identity for it because they hang out most of the time here. So I think it's finding out a workable strategy. For example, Victoria Police can use this place as a good place for youth. For example, Blue Light. If you this centre is turned into Blue Light centre, it will be a good thing for a lot of young people.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.